Message number 1054. When God permits the persecution of the Christians and the Jews, it is for good reason. Friday, February 21, 2014 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, man is a vulnerable and weak creature, but he is a child of God. Because of a deep ingrained sense of preservation, man will do everything that he needs to do in order to survive. In times of great physical suffering, the shards of strength within him will become more pronounced. Great strength will usually be seen in the weak, the hungry, the physically afflicted, the persecuted, and those who suffer at the hands of bigots. It is the weakest amongst you who will become the strongest, and those who think they are the strongest will become the weakest. I am dividing the weak, the meek, the humble, and the righteous from those who exalt themselves and who pay lip service to my teachings but who curse others in their hearts. I am now separating the wheat from the chaff, and because of this every man's faith will be tested until he or she is taken to the brink. I include all of those who do not believe in God, those who reject the true God, and those who have given their hearts over to my enemy, the evil one. Every soul will be given equal status before me, and every grace will be given to those who do not embrace me at this time. The world will be tested by the state of the love each person has for others, which is a true reflection and measurement of their love for God. Your time is limited, and to enable you to endure this journey of penance, you must accept that God's prophets simply declare His will only so that you will become His in flesh and in spirit. Do not resist the hand of God. Rejoice, because the trials which are being permitted by my Father will bring about a great unification of His two witnesses on earth, the Christians and the Jews, and from these two will yield a great conversion. When God permits the persecution of the Christians and the Jews, it is for good reason. Because of what they will have to endure, much conversion will result, and billions of people will see the glory of God with one clear mind, where no confusion will mar their joy when they finally recognize the truth. The time for the truth to be seen for what it is, including the good and the bad, is close. And then nothing will hurt you again. There will be no more separation from God. Love will finally conquer all. Love is God, and His reign is for eternity. There will be no more hatred, for it will be dead. Your Jesus.